This is the Composer's Datebook for December 19th. I'm John Burge. The Short Career of Charles Tomlinson Griffiths is one of the more tragic might-have-beens of American music history. Griffiths died at 35 years old in 1920, just as his music was being taken up by the major American orchestras of his day. As most American composers of his time, Griffiths studied in Germany, and his early works were, not surprisingly, rather Germanic in tone. But starting around 1911, Griffiths began composing works inspired by French Impressionism and the art of Asia. The Boston Symphony, under Pierre Monteau, premiered his tone poem, The Pleasure Dome of Kublai Khan, and the New York Symphony, under Walter Damrosch, his poem for flute and orchestra. And on today's date in 1919, the Philadelphia Orchestra, under Leopold Stokowski, premiered four orchestral pieces by Griffiths: Nocturne, Bacchanal, Clouds, and one of his best works entitled The White Peacock. The Philadelphia newspaper reviews of the premieres called Griffiths' work one of the hopeful intimations for the future of American music. A severe bout of influenza left Griffiths too weak to attend these Philadelphia premieres, and he died of a lung infection the following spring. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.